my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 7th of June 2017. Hi, and I'm Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I'm going to introduce a series of talks which are going to be called collectively Myths About Academic Publishing. Over the years as an editor and also as an author, listening to other people speaking and being asked questions when I've been doing writing for publication workshops, I've come across some strange ideas. Most of these are things that I'm asked about, which I just think are completely untrue, and I often wonder where they come from. I think, frankly, they come from other people like me, other editors who have strange ideas and perpetrate these. And of course, people who want to get published listen carefully because there's a power imbalance there. If the editor suggests that you should do something, then you should probably do it. However, I'm going to go through a list of things over these several talks and explain to you why some of these things are just nonsense. Today's myth is multifaceted, and it's around the various myths concerning publication from master's dissertations and from PhD thesis. And I've witnessed several myths being perpetrated around these. So I'm going to look at three things. One, whether you can publish from a master's dissertation. Two, how many papers you can publish from a PhD. And three, whether you can publish from a PhD if it's been published online by your university. So the first of these is whether or not you can publish from a master's dissertation. The reason I raise this is I've heard from fellow editors, I won't name them, I've heard them telling audiences of eager students that if they're master's students, they can't publish from their master's thesis. And I've had this reflected back to me from master's students. And the fact is, it simply isn't true. If your master's thesis is, for example, a systematic literature review done rigorously, or it does have some empirical work on it which shows something of interest and that it's been done rigorously, has a big enough sample, for example, then there's absolutely no reason why you can't publish from a master's thesis. Nobody knows when you submit the paper to the journal that it is a master's thesis. You don't have to declare that, and also edit your piece very carefully. I'd strongly advise you to completely rewrite it so that you edit out anything that says this master's dissertation or this master's thesis or whatever in it. So that's the first myth dealt with. You can publish from master's thesis or dissertations. They're called different things in different places. Second, how many papers can you publish from a PhD? Well, there seems to be a general feeling going around that you can only publish three papers from a PhD. Well, there's no such limit. Again, as with master's thesis, nobody knows, nobody's policing these things. You can publish one paper, you can publish 10. The basic rule is that the papers must all be discrete, not duplicated, and you must avoid salami slicing. So, it is unlikely that you'd publish 10 papers from your PhD, but not outside the bounds of possibility. So, there is no limit, there's no actual number, nobody's policing this. You can publish as few or as many papers from your PhD as you want, provided that the publication ethics aspects of these publications are adhered to, and that's all that you need to do. I, of course, strongly encourage people to publish from their PhD thesis, and the obvious hits are the literature review and the empirical part of your thesis, and possibly an overarching paper on the method or the theory, something like that. Three is about right, but it's not a limit that's set by the publication industry or by editors. Third, you can't publish from your PhD if it's been published online by your university. That's another one that I often hear, and it's something that we've discussed and dealt with in universities and in journals over many years, and the answer is that there's no let or hindrance to publishing from your PhD thesis. PhD theses used to go into the library shelves, and essentially they were published, different kind of publishing perhaps from the usual publishing via journals or books or magazines. And the fact that they're online means they're also published. It also means, of course, that they can be found by search engines and also by similarity detectors like Turnitin or Authenticate. But even if they are, there's no hindrance to publishing from them. But I would strongly advise that you don't just copy and paste from your PhD. I would try to rewrite the sections. It's very rare that you can copy and paste directly from a PhD. And you should limit the amount of similarity if you possibly can. I think it's a very good idea when you do submit a paper from a PhD, if it's online and available and can be seen by these similarity detectors, that you do declare in your covering letter that it is from your PhD. But there is no problem with publishing. We allow this basically because it's a good thing to publish from PhDs, and journals want to publish the best research that's available. On the other hand, if you took your PhD and published it as a book, as some people do, often as a vanity project, and added an international book serial number to it, then in that case you would be prevented from publishing it, because then it would be published in a slightly different way. So, three myths. One, you can't publish from your master's thesis. Yes, you can. Second myth, you can only publish three papers from your PhD. We don't have a rule like that. Third myth, that you can't publish from your PhD if it's been published online by your university. Well, you can. I hope that's helpful. Thanks very much for listening.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.